Okay, Rav Hussein. Okay, the topic of today's shiur is chole on Yom Kippur. There are two packets here. There's the achil and chole Yom Kippur and the supplement. So you should have two packets in front of you. And we'll be referring to both of them. So let's begin in the packet that has Parshas Emor in the beginning. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'Emor, Ach be'asol l'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh yom ha'kipurim hu mikra kodesh yelachem v'nisem ef nafsho seichem. Mikraftim yishel Hashem. So Yom Kippur has a din of Inui, which we know the surim of achila, shtia, tashmish shamita, all these inuyim. And of course, one of the basic inuyim is not eating and drinking, achila and shtia. But in the Torah, it's not referred to as an iser lo sochal, right? It's not like nevela that the Torah says lo sochal kol nevela, etc. It's referred to from the perspective of Inui. And from the perspective of Inui is different than saying there's an Isra Achila on Yom Kippur. I mean, at the end of the day, there's Isra Achila plus. You know, there's Achila, Shtia, Tashmish Shemitah, all these things. So what is that... What do we gain, or what changes, by the fact that the Torah couched the Isser as Inui, as opposed to Achila? Of course, we gain more Isurim than just Achila and Shtia, but within the Achila and Shtia. So there's an interesting Chiddush from the Shagas Aryeh on this idea. Take a look on the Gemara in Pesachim on page 3 on Chof Dalan Beis. We know that when the Torah asks something, Torah asks to eat treif meat, for example. Right? So we know there's a halacha of nifsal. If something is not roi l'achila, then the iser is paka. Right? This is paka. There's no iser. But say something is totally roi l'achila. It's totally edible, consumable, etc. But you ate it in a way that's not derech achila. For example, you took a piece of meat and it's burning hot and you ate it in that form. So it's not nifsal, it's not, no decay took place, but it's not the normal, it's not derech achila bekach. So the halacha is that perhaps this will not be a Torah violation because it's not kederech achila. So that's what not derech achila. The Torah speaks about derech achila. So then, the Gemara Pesachim says, but that halacha maybe doesn't apply to certain things, because there's certain things that are usher in the Torah that the Torah doesn't say lo sochal. What's the most famous one?
Kalayim.
Kalayim. That's what you're a lamdan. But for those that are not such a big lamdan like you, you're also a lamdan. Yeah, lo sevash al gadi. Everyone who, in elementary school, we all learned the Rashi three times. Lo sevash al, one for Isra Achila, one for Hanal, one for Isra Bishul, right? So that we all know. So the Torah doesn't say the Lashon Achila, even though clearly our Masorah is that, I mean, there are those that come to the Smicha program then learn that there's more than that, just that one drasha of the three loaves of Ashels, and there are other Makoros for this also, but still one of the famous Makoros is the three times of loaves of Ashels. So it doesn't say Lashon Achila. Now, Kilei HaKerem, as Rav Avraham mentioned, also, if you have mixed seeds with a grape seed together, it says Pentugdash. It doesn't say Lo Sochal. The Gemara learns it out. Pentugdash Amaleya Vazera Tuvas HaKorem. So the Gemara says in Psachim on page 3, Amar Abai, HaKol Modim B'Kilei HaKerem, Shalokin Aleim Hafilu Shalok HaDerech HaNasim. That by Kilei HaKerem, even since the Torah never spoke B'Lashon Achila, it says Pentiktosh HaZera Tukadesh, you have to burn it, so it implies that you can't eat it, but it never uses that Lashon Achila. So then, only when the Torah uses the Lashon Achila, if you do it Shalok HaDarka, then it's no Malkus, or maybe even Issa D'Rabbanan, different shittas, how many notches it goes down. So, Kol Modim B'Kilei HaKerem Shalokim Aleihem Afilu Shalok HaDarka HaNasa. That's number one. And then on page 4, Chaf Hei Amin Aleph, the Gemara makes another Chiddush. Atu b'basu b'cholav achila k'siv bei, in this context, meaning, does it say achila by basu b'cholav? Meaning, it's a rhetorical question. It means it doesn't say achila. So therefore, Rishonim point out, so for these two isurim, kilei hakerem and basu b'cholav, are two things that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to eat in the Torah, and yet but it's learned out from inference that lo sevashel, but it doesn't say lo sochal basa b'chalav. So therefore, the Gemara says over here that since it doesn't say loshen achila, then yichay achumra, then yichayev afilu shalo kiderech achilasim, then yichayev even if it's not in the normal way, by basa b'cholav and kilei hakerem. Ad kan the shas. So now the shagas aryeh. This is the new printing of the shagas aryeh. The shagas aryeh is a tremendous sefer. Unfortunately, in this generation, it's not as used. You know, shagas aryeh was the classic bar mitzvah speeches all had to come from the Shagas Aryeh. I have a friend who, is a family tradition. So whenever I go to the family simchas, I hear the same pilpul from the Shagas Aryeh that the father, who's my classmate, said over, and then his son, and when whenever the family members got together, you heard this one 40 years ago. Yes, I remember. I heard it 40 years ago, and. At his bar mitzvah and etc. Okay, so the Shagas Aryeh has other things as well, and he says the following. He says maybe we should say the same thing by Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, in other words, the Gemara doesn't say this. This is Chiddush, that since the Gemara has this Yisod, that whatever it doesn't say a Lashon Achila, so therefore, it's going to be chayvim shalok kederach achila. If it says losh achila, then it has to be kederach achila. Just like the there's a famous Rashi in Masechta Shabbos. It says bishul b'chama. So he says, why is bishul b'chama mutter? Right? Bishul b'chama is mutter. It's not even. So Rashi says because it's not kederach. That's not the way Torah speaks about the normal way. You want to cook an egg, you make a fire and you cook an egg. You don't go out and so therefore it's shalok kederach. That's why Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva discussing maybe today microwaves became derech, so maybe that would make it a bishul daraisa by a microwave, even though it's not technically esh. That was his chiddush. So the Shagas Aryeh says. Havadai Gabi Yom Kippurim, look on the left side, page 5. Havadai Gabi Yom Kippurim, Delok Siv Beachila, El Kol Nefesh Shalus Una, Hafilu Oklum Shaloka Derech Achiloson, Kon Okal Chaylev Chai. In other words, another example of Shaloka Derech Achila is you take something, you eat it raw. Again, raw is not decayed. It's still Roy Lachila. Raw is not decayed. And you eat it, raw. So therefore, you wouldn't be chayiv. So maybe on Yom Kippur the same thing. Yom Kippur doesn't have a lashon achila. Kol nefesh asher lo su'une afilu ochlam shalokadercha achilosim kiyon ochal chay kiyamin hosam kol shekein besar behema chay etc. Afilu hochi chay mishum lo su'une Yom Kippur. So that's the chiddush of the Shah Gesariyeh, that Yom Kippur also should have that same restriction, that even if you eat something in Yom Kippur and you eat it Shalom Kedarko, so it should still violate the same Issa Daraisa and have the same Issa Kares as everything else. The Ksav Sofer takes issue with this Shah Gesariyeh. And he says he thinks that the Rambam maybe seemingly says not that way, because if you look in the Rambam on page 8 in Hilchos Yisoda, on page 8, yeah, Hilchos Yisoda Torah, he says Bamedvam Amurim. So keep further down. He says you have to have a shalokeder chanoson. The first word in the line is chanoson because shosim l'ritia. Yeah, shalokeder chanoson is not ain b'hemano. Here is a mutter. Filus lo b'chos. Chutz mikilei akerim u'basa b'cholov. Except for kilei akerim and basa b'cholov, those are the two exceptions. But it's interesting when you look in the beginning of the Rambam. He says, "Bamedva mumrum sheim esrapim b'shari surim al mochum sakon b'zman sheim keder chanosim." And what's the example of der chanosim? Shamichos cholos shkotim ramosim chometz pesach mumrum so be Yom Kippur. It has to be keder chanosim. So he puts in Yom Kippur there as an example of something that has to be keder chanosim. So that might imply that. So that's what he tied this here on page 7. That Harei B'furish B'dvarav Yom Kippurim Dafka Keder Chanosam Losum Yidaraisa, and he says in the end he's talking about Yom Kippur in that same place, and still he says Chutz Mikilei Akerim U'Basar B'Cholav. So maybe Yom Kippur would not be an exception, even though it doesn't say Loshen Achila. Maybe you could explain Yom Kippur in a different way, that only things that the Gemara only meant to say these by things that are Isra Achila per se, then there's a din of, but Isra Ino is a totally different thing, and therefore even, you know, and therefore the regular din of Shalok Keder Chanosim might apply there. Okay, is what to talk about Ayin Shom, whether we accept this Shah Gesariyeh or not. Now, one of the big questions that is discussed on Yom Kippur for, unfortunately, people who are not well, is eating pachas mikashir. Is eating pachas mikashir. Because the Gemara says that we said that Yom Kippur doesn't say achila, it says inui. So inui is a whole different geder. And that's why the Shah Gesariyeh has this chiddush that maybe the Torah of Shaloka Derech Hanasam doesn't apply. So the Mishnah says in Yoma on page 9, Ha'ochel kikoseves hagasa kamova kargarisa karinisa v'hoshosa melo logmov chayev. So the shear is not kezayis as it is by regular macholos asuritz. It's kosevis, and it's not, which is obviously a bigger shear, and it's not, and the shtia is not revius, it's below lugmov, and therefore If you eat or drink those shiurim, you will be chayev karis. You'll be chayev karis. And less, if you eat less than those shiurim, well, that's the Gemara here on page 10, Ayin Dalam Dalaf, that Katzi Shiur, Rav Yochanan says, is also Menat Torah. Still an Issa Daraisa. It's not a heter, Katzi Shiur. Reish Lakish says Katzi Shiur is Mutter Menat Torah. And I'm not going to give a whole shiur now. If you want, you can look in different achronim that discuss when Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, says the famous Shuva of the Tzemach Tzedek, who is the who? The third Rebbe, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, Tzemach Tzedek, has a famous tshuva about how come, according to Reish Lakish, Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, and the Shiur's Koseva, so at least let's have a kezayis for, you know, Chatzi Shiur's Mutter Menat Torah. So we should have a kezayis for Suda Shabbos, you know. So there's pilpulim, but in the end, I'm sure in Reish Lakish's community, they also didn't have a Suda Shabbos with a Kazayas also. So whatever the terrace of that is, you know, we could be Mephalpel, you know, the Pashup Shad is that there's no Chiev on this, you know, the like Rav Shechter says, you know, the fusion of Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Kippur is produces a day which is not Mechayev in this. So Memela, we're not even going to have a Chatzishir according to Reish Lakish at the Suda Shabbos on Yom Kippur, right? And even I'm sure Reish Lakish didn't have such a thing either as well. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Chatzishir and then we'll get into the Chola. Yeah.
More than the Rabbis?
No, so we'll see in a second. Just give me 1 second. No, so Malolo, it's going to be less. Right. Oh, okay. So take a look for a second at the Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger here on the, in the supplement. So he says like this, the famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says that Tzapachti v'uvda havim misha yamutal al eres davai. Means he's on a sick, you know, deathbed. Sakonis mavis. So he's really a deathly ill person. V'harofe tzivo lo lechol b'yom kippur. So he says, you have to eat. V'ayu mispallim b'chedro, they had a minion in his room, v'koro oto lo Torah. So they called him for an aliyah. I told him he should take the aliyah. In other words, it's because of Kedushas Hayom. So even if you're not fasting, but there's still the Kedushas Hayom. You're still bound by the Malacha and the other Inuyim, etc. Kimo b'shay yontav Shabbos. In ken gami she'ino misana yochol alos. So that's the first thing Rabbi Akiva said. I told him, you can take the aliyah. But then, he said, you wrote to him, Lukro so gam b'mincha. Oh, they wanted to give him a chreis machter yono, or something like that. So then I said, mezem istapakti, maybe the kriyas hator b'mincha is a tiny stick of thing, and therefore, if he's not fasting, in kein einu masana, einu yichol lalos. Or not? Maybe that kriya is also kedushas yom sarachi and ladina. Atkan the Rabbi Kivega. So by shachris he said for sure he should take the aliyah, and by mincha he was mistapik. So there is a tshuva in the Marcheshes on page 3. Marcheshes was a gedolei achronim from Vilna. There was a professor from his descendants, Professor Agus here, so Henoch Agus, page 3. He says like this: "Ani toma al agon Rabbi Akiva Eiger, shasosam devarav, listapek, the cholos shemuchach leechol biyom kippurim, shima kriya mishum tainis lo yuchol lalos latorah, lo kosov l'chalek." So he says, if it's mishum tainis, for sure he can't get the aliyah, right? By shachris, it's not mishum tainis, then he could get the aliyah. By mincha is mishum tainus, so that's a question. But by mincha, if it's mishum tainus, he says not. He says, but page 3, supplement, you can give them the... So how come Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't distinguish between how much this chola is eating? How much is this chola eating? Is this chola going to eat a whole shear? Or is he just eating what? Chatzi shear. Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't make that calculation. So he says, he has a tain on Rabbi Akiva Eger that he should have made this calculation. Sh'az choshev einu m'sana, aval v'stam cholosh sh'adin hu sh'machrin so pochus mochus m'gishir k'bu'ur barachayim sh'bo'va zeh choshev shapir m'sana k'evi d'loch el k'shir k'suvi daiti choshev m'sana. He says that a person that's eating only pochus m'gishir, so he's still m'sana. He's still Masana because he doesn't have Yishuv Hadas. The Gemara says that these shiurim of Kosevis is that gives you Yishuv Hadas. If you just have a Kazayis, you know, you ate, but you don't have Yishuv Hadas. Kosevis is the shiur of Yishuv Hadas. So Lamaisa, the person who's eating Pachos Mochos Mikashir, still is a Masana. To Moshe Kosev Rivosh. Okay, Shekol Shalachol Kosevis Biyom Kippur Mechtei Shir Achilas Pras Masanahu. So he says he thinks he could get the aliyah. In other words, if you're eating pachas mikashir on Yom Kippur, so he says by shachris, even if you're eating shir, even if you're not fasting at all, Rabbi Kivega said, because shachris, the kriya satara is mishum kedushas hayom, it has nothing to do with the fast, and the kedushas hayom is still whether you're fasting or not, it's still kedushas hayom. You still can't do malacha. It's still you're still bound by all those things. So memela. You can get the aliyah by shachris, but by mincha, Rabbi Kivega says he thinks it's a question whether you get the aliyah. But says the Macheshes, even though Rabbi Kivega was mistapik by what, by mincha, that's only for a person who's eating a shir sholem. But a person who's eating chatzi shir, pachos, he thinks definitely he can get an aliyah, even though the Kriya Sator for Mincha is a tiny sticker thing, but he is in the tainus. Fiza Shapa Yuchol Alos L'Torah Gam B'Mincha Mishum D'Choshev Misanik Yizam Zeh Bor L'Anias Daiti. And then he writes Zichronik Shayisi Chola B'Tishabov Vaya. See, Tishabov is a Shaila. See, a lot of poskim hold that there's no such thing as Shiurim on Tishabov or the other Taneis. That either you're fasting or you're not fasting. If you're a Chola, then you don't fast, and then you could eat regular, and you don't have to. Many poskim hold you don't have to have pachas. But pachas by is a din by Yom Kippur. So he says, "Zochrinish yisi chola b'tishabav ayachosha le'atayinus nahati ba'atzmi lecho pachas pachas mishiyah lo'shehem amei atayinus shaloso yom shemidivik habalim chomer kishal tishabav." So he said, by tishabav chola pachas, he held there's a din of shiurim. Many poskim hold not. That Tisha B'Av, it's either all or nothing by Tisha B'Av, or certainly by the other Taneisim. But he says that if anything, Tisha B'Av is the more chomer of the what we call the, you know, the fourth minor, the other fasts that are not the Raisa. So the Machesha says he was machmir pachas b'chum b'kashir on Tisha B'Av. I said most poskim hold that, as I told you, that there's no such thing as pachas on Tisha B'Av, no such thing as pachas on Shiva Sabbatamas, so Gedalia, either you're mechuyev or you're not mechuyev, all or nothing. But the point that the Hedech Egis is making is that when it comes to Yom Kippur, and a person's eating pachas, as we'll say in a minute, then that person could get an aliyah even by mincha, even al atzad, that the Kriya Sator for mincha is a tiny stick of Kriya. Now take a look here on page 4 of the supplement, the tshuva of Reb Chaim Oizer from the Achiezer. So we know the famous sugya. Take a look first in the regular packet, the famous sugya here on page 10 of Chatzi Shir. You know, there's a famous shasug of Chatzishir. Chatzishir, Machmokles, Rav Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says Chatzishir is Osir Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish says Mutter Min HaTorah. Good. And what's the so there's a big discussion of what's the nature of the Isser Chatzishir. What's called the Kloli Prati. In other words, it's Chatzishir of Chelev and Isser Chelev, Chatzishir of Chometz is a Chometz, or it's a Kloli stick of things. So he writes over here, Rav Chaim Oizer, on page 4. V'imash nispar yesh lo v'gam b'yom ha-kippurim, the Osir Chatzishir, v'ad mishum riboy d'chol Chelev, v'ad mishum inui. He says like this. He says, the din of Chatzishir on Yom Kippur, right, is where the sugi is. But that's a separate isser. In other words, when you eat a chatzishir of Yom Kippur, it's not like you violated Yom Kippur. There's a separate din of chatzishir, learned out from a separate pasuk called chalev, and that's a separate isser. It's a bezunder isser. It's not a Yom Kippur dik isser. So from the, and this bolsters what the Rav Henegas is saying, that you're a masana. You're a masana. Because lemaisa, you don't have Yishuv Hadas. You don't have Yishuv Hadas. So even though you ate a chatzishir because you had to eat a chatzishir, that's only rimuchol chelav. La mishum inoyu. The inoy tolu b'yisuv adaita v'chol she'im bo shiur k'sevis v'yim u'una. K'moshe kosev ara. But v'lo mishum etzem adin inoy chatzishir mishum ribu d'chol v'lo mishum hagin nirad amnishbar shaloach o chatzishir b'yam kibur shvua chololov. So if somebody would take a shvua that he won't eat a chatzishir on Yom Kippur, so normally a shvua is not chal on the previous isser, but here it's a separate isser. It's not the isser of Yom Kippur, so maybe a shvua would be chal. So that's what Rav Chaim Oizer says, and there's a prima godim here on page 5, who says differently. He says, let's see what he says. He says, "Hacha." First one was shir. Hachi yeshlom min isim nafshasechem mashma af chatzis shir osir min haTorah. Halachu moshe misim lepodro meonish bchatzis shir. He says, "Lachor din chadash yesh biyom kippurim deil b'shar yisurim chatzis shir leisbom esekim isur tor ba'alma chayla lishvua. Hashenkim biyom kippurim yesh esek bchatzis shir ein shvua chalav." So he wants to say differently that when you're eating a chatzis shir on Yom Kippur, so then Taka, it's an Isser Yom Kippur Shabbat. And that could be relevant for this discussion. But Rav Chaim Moses says, no, it's Zichronat and Isser Yom Kippur. Which makes it even, you know, from a perspective of a person has to eat Chatzishir, he feels that, you know, he's not doing Yom Kippur. Rav Chaim Moses says, no, you're doing Yom Kippur 100%. He's still, but there's a separate din of Chatzishir. But it's not even a Yom Kippur Dikah Isser. Whereas the Prima Godin is saying that no, that Inisim Nafsho Seichem is a din of even a Chatzishir is part of the din of Inoy, and it's a Yom Kippur Dika Halacha. And the Nafkamina is a Nafkamina that if a person takes a Shvua, will the Shvua be Chal on the Chatzishir, which is not such a something that we're necessarily embarking upon. But the discussion of Rav Henegas, and also from Rabbi Pelkus, he's giving the psychological perspectives. So from a psychological perspective, it's good to know that, you know, according to Rav Chaim Oizer, that even a person has to eat, he shouldn't feel, I'm not part of Yom Kippur. No, you're totally part of Yom Kippur, not only the Gabbayana, you're part of Yom Kippur, even for the fasting, because you're still Mu'una. And the Issa is a separate Issa. Not a Yom Kippur Dikah Isser. Okay, so let's speak a little bit about the din of Choyla. So a lot of people, you know, Cholim, it comes up in, you know, what I deal with, you know, a lot of pregnant ladies and nursing ladies, and everyone's nervous and a lot of different things. So we know there is a din of the Gemara Krisis on page 11. Hatiru lala ubra lechol pachas mikashir mibnei ha-sakana. that there is a din that a muberes, if there's a sakana, could eat a chatzi shir, and the poskim permit from both the perspective of the sakana from the mother and the perspective of the sakana of the uber. It could have a if there is a sakana. In other words, we the din of chatzi shir also requires a sakana, because chatzi shir is still an issa daraisa, and we're not going to permit it, you know, just for discomfort or something like that. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, choila on Tisha B'Av. You don't have to have such a high thing for to pater you from Tisha B'Av. A person gave birth for the first 30 days, Mikra Din, after 30 days, within 30 days of the birth, by Tisha B'Av, you pater, because Mokum Choili Logozer Rabbanim. I mean, bottom line is, Tisha B'Av is only, as Chomer Tisha B'Av is, and as Korban Habayis, and we get But like Rav Shachter pointed out, the Iker Adin, Tisha B'Av, is only Adin Drabon. But Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is an Issa Daraisa. Even Chatzi Shir. Even I told you, Rav Chaim Moshe says it's not a Yom Kippur Dik Adin, it's a different halacha, because for Yom Kippur, by other things, it's a din in Achila, we said before. So then you can have a Chatzi Shir of Achila. But Yom Kippur, it's not Achila. It's inui. It's a whole different thing. That's why the Shagasari said the regular dinim of Shaloka Derech don't apply to Yom Kippur. But so therefore, for a person to be allowed to fast to break the fast on Yom Kippur, even pachas has to be something of significance. So. You know, we start off with the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch says something that people question. You know, on page 12, the Sefer Achinuch says, "Lefichach mishehu chole, afal pi she'eino sakana gemura, im yecholo sharbe roi lachimol lashkosu matmat." So the Sefer Achinuch says a person's chole, even though it's not a sakana gemura, he can eat pachas. So the Mechas Chinuch questions this. He says, "Nir v'divrei harav ha-mechaber deish chiluk ben kishir dein machilin el mokum sakana pochus v'shir hav mokum she'ein sakana be'emes lo re'isi chiluk zeh b'shum mokum devale ein shum isu toru shuhu deve'ein sakana." What do you mean, ein sakana? Ein sakana, you're going to allow pochus? He says he doesn't understand that. So the Stei Chemed on page 13 says it must mean that it means, but most probably it'll bring a sakana. In other words, if it's totally divorced, that there's no sakana whatsoever involved, then there's no heter even pachas. In other words, don't think. You see, the Mechas Chinuch said, hey, look, if you read the Sefer Chinuch, he says chol avol b'shem bo sakana, so you can eat pachas. So the Mechas Chinuch says, don't get so That can't be, because this is an Issa Daraisa. We're not talking about Tishma. It's an Issa Daraisa. You need a Sakana. So the Stei Chemed says most probably what he meant, page 13, in the Stei Chemed, most probably what he meant is that Ein Lahatil Cholosh Ein Bo Sakana. The Efshel first Lo Amar Rav Achinuch El Kshayish Lochosh Shemirov Hachulsha Yovolidei Sakana. So it has to be something in that idea. There is a tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi, wrote in this generation. He became the world's biggest fan. Everyone's a fan of the Chacham Tzvi because they only want to keep one day when they go to Eretz Yisrael. So all of a sudden, they made T-shirts. We're for Chacham Tzvi all of a sudden. But you know what I say to these people? The Chacham Tzvi is the one who says that a woman can't take a hot mikvah into a mikvah that's heated on Shabbos. But that Chacham Tzvi, they're not all of a sudden a fan of the Chacham Tzvi. But, okay, they pick and choose the Chacham Tzvi's that they like. But, But it happens to be that the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, passing like the Chacham Tzvi, that only you have to keep one day. As you see, as the world changes here, people are not interested in keeping that doesn't mean that's a heter. But, you know, people very much just want to keep, one day. And Rav Shlomo Zalman has this kula that if you go for three regalim, you know, some people are able to go for three regalim. So then he says you can keep one day because you're Toshav Eretz Yisrael, you've got to be the three regalim. Others disagree. Rav Asher Weiss says it true, but he says he doesn't understand that psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. But he also doesn't understand it. But many people also follow that psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Those people who could able to go for the three regalim. Those of us that don't go for the three regalim, we don't have those shilas. Okay. So, but the Chacham Tzvi says, he says, Inami Yeshloimar, page 14. Inami Yeshloimar, da'afta kol hisur and pochas mikashir, nami otsum in a Torah. He says, what's the idea of pochas mikashir? Hayu da'afkish osam maisen shabachshivo, it's like achshavei. In other words, even though you eat pochas mikashir, but now you're eating pochas mikashir, so you're machshavit, so remember the Torah gave it the din like, instead of eating a whole shear of treif, I ate a chatzi shear to a machshir. So this is Shuvas Ravaz, not Radvaz, Ravaz. Rabbi Tzalal Shafran of Romania. So he wants to say a chiddush. To me, it's a very big chiddush, maybe too big of a chiddush. He says, La'od alafilu lechol mikol minei machol pochas mishir, mutol akhiyafir. He wants to say, I'm seed v'zeh dover chadash. He's admitting, like Rav Moshe Feinstein. When he tells you a chiddush, he's saying, I'm telling you a dover chadash. You know, so he's honest. I'm telling you a dover chadash. He wants to say that if a person's a choyla and is eating a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur, so he's not machsh, it's not like he's machshiv. He's honest lechol. So memela, so you can't really say the din of achshavei, so then even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it's only midrabbanan. So as Rav Yochanan is talking about Stam, he's not a choyla, he's eating a chatzi shir. But he's a choyla that's eating a chatzi shir, then the whole idea of chatzi shir, according to Chacham Tzvi, is you're achshavei, I'm giving it a chashivas, that I'm eating chatzi shir, I'm giving it a chashivas. But if you're honest to eat it, so to speak, then not. So that's a big cooler, to say that, because, I mean, even though the whole sugya of chatzi shir said by Yom Kippur, but that's not a kasha, because you could say that means somebody's eating, you know, bemezid. He's eating chatzi shir, not because he's honest. So this is the chiddush. Rav Avadi Yosef quotes this as well. So this is, you know, makes things easier also, that the whole chatzi shir, even according to Rav Yochanan, again, even though Rav Yochanan, the main sugya is by Yom Kippur, but he says, but his chiddush is, that's only if you're eating beratzon, there's no honest choyli. But if it's onus choyli, then it's not achshavei, and then even Rabbi Yochanan would say chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah. That's what he writes here. It's a big chiddush. I don't know. I wouldn't be from the top people to bet on this. But okay, he said it. Okay. Now, there's a famous psak. Let me tell you a couple of things now. There's a famous psak. I mean, there's a brisky yeshiva here. So we can't not quote the famous Rab Chaim. And the Brisk Rav says, he says like this: there is a famous Magen Mishnah. There's a famous Magen Mishnah that explains the Rambam that a choyla sheyesh bo sakana osim kol tzarkol. Meaning, here you see it's quoted here in the Ravelvel on page 17 on the right side, the third paragraph, the second of the Hinei. Vasher Yira, Vishita's Rambam, the Neb Harak Bez, Vishal Kashabas, because of a Rambam, Cholashesh, Mosakana, Osimo, Cold Circle. In other words, so some learn Cold Circle, Magen Mishnah says, Cholashim, Cholashesh, Hare Shabbos, Nitches, Lo, Cold Circle. Afa, Eim, Minas, also Dover Sakana. In other words, he's a Cholashesh, Mosakana. He has whatever, definitely an ill person. So even though, Chveis, doing a certain thing for him will make him comfortable, but it's not a make or break thing. So that's how some learn that you could still do a Shabbos for that. Chol sheyesh bo chol tzarcho, otzim kol Tzorcho, Kol Tzorcho. So Rav Chaim, you know, the briskas were very big, and you know, Pikuach Nefesh was their thing. That so Mamela Osim Kol Tzorcho. So the question is, so what's Pachas Pachas? Why do you say a person's Hakana, he has Pachas Pachas, Mikashir, but Kol Tzorcho is definitely to eat Shir Sholim, because even if you're going to tell me, just like it's definitely going to make him comfortable, it's no worse than turning on the lights to make it more freilich for the sick person that it's Doncha Shabbos, even though it's not going to make or break his life. So what's this idea? So Rav Chaim has this big chiddush, and this is what he says. He on page 17, and many poskim don't agree, but Rav Chaim said it, so we have to give respect here. Adoni Avi Mori Hagon Tzatzal Hayamor of Abba B'chol Chol Sheish B'Sakana Gomaket Shal Chalav Gedolah Sheyochel Also Keep Kol Tzorcho. Rav Chaim said no. A Chol Sheish B'Sakana, of course, no pachas mikashir. Kol Tzorcho. No pachas pachas. So what's the deal of pachas pachas? Pachas pachas is only said on the people that are not chol l'sheyesh bo sakanos, who potentially will become chol l'sheyesh bo sakanos if they don't eat. For them, you do pachas pachas. But the one that's chol l'sheyesh bo sakana now, that's part of the din of kol tzorcho. So therefore, they don't have to even have pachas pachas mikashir. They could have a shir shalom. And he says, and that's how Reb Chaim paskind. That's how Reb Chaim paskind. Gave the Shir Sholem Yosef Tovlach Vacholah Mimela Gamze Bechal Pikulach Devashadoch Hashem. Now many disagree with this. There's a Chalkas Yoav that says no. Maybe Shabbos is, you only say that by Shabbos because Shabbos is Chutra Pikulach Nevesh Yom Kippur is Dechuya. Many poskim do not accept this, but in the brisker world, this is a famous psak from Reb Chaim, quoted in Rav Velvel. Everyone is excited about that. But the Pashup Shad in many poskim is known. Pachas Pachas Mikashir is by everyone. Even the Chol L'Sheyesh Bo Sakana is also, if he needs more, then obviously he needs more. But I'm saying, but if Pachas Pachas Mikashir could get him through the day without any Chashash Sakana, then we still go, you know, Pachas Pachas. And Osim Kol Tzorcho. So Osim Kol Tzorcho maybe is only din by Shabbos, the Chalkas Yoav says, because Shabbos is Hutra and Yom Kippur is Dechuya, or other terutzim that are given. But that was Reb Chaim's idea. Now, a couple of things here. So let's just talk about a couple of very lemaisa points that we gave a lot of yesodos. So like this. What is the shir? So the easy way to tell people, you know, like Rav Tzinner and other rabbanim tell people, the shot glasses. You take that one ounce shot glass, and the 1 ounce shot glass, and you fill it up with liquid, if you need liquid, or food, you need food, and then you have to have, now what's the shir? Now there are a lot of different shitas of what is, you know, you want to see all the shitas of Rav Harfenis here, page 26, 27, quotes all the shitas. Is it 13 minutes? Is it 11 minutes? We should say over from page 27. Yud. No, that's why I try to teach my Talmidim Psakim from Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. People can go through the whole education here in YU and never open up one sefer from Yitzchak Ochanan. So last year in Kedusha, we did a lot of tshuvas from, and Kedushek Talos, right, we did a lot of tshuvas from Yitzchak Ochanan. Yitzchak Ochanan was, it wasn't in vain that they named this yeshiva Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, because he was the Poisek Hador. Rav Chaim, you know, Brisker would ask the shailas from Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. You know, he was the Poisek, the Mishnah Brura, the Halakha Mishnah Brura, who's the Haskama from? Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. So we should realize, so let me just make one comment. So why isn't everyone learning Yitzchak Ochanan? The answer is like this. Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan's audience was Gedolei HaRabbanim. Those were Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, they were teaching younger people. So therefore their Sfarim were for the younger generation. But the big Gedolei HaRabbanim we're asking the shaylas, but the yeshiva boys are not up to that yet. That's they don't stay in yeshiva long enough to be roy for Yitzchok. So just to realize the godless of Rabbi Yitzchok Hachanan. The Rabbi Yitzchok Hachanan sheet is 5 minutes, etc. Oh, so what's the word like this? There is a din in Shulchan Aruch here on page 22 in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. What is the shear? And this is very important to know for Bracha Achrona when you drink. What is the shear? He says Shasa Ma'at V'Chazav Shasim Yesh Mitchila Shtia Hatzov Shtia Achrona Kedei Shtias Revias. You see, there's a question: what is the shear for Bracha Achrona for Shtia or for Yom Kippur? So one sheet that says it's Shtias Revias means the amount that'll you just guzzle down. You know, that's why a lot of shittas hold that you only make a bracha achrona on liquids if you mamish guzzle it down. But if you drink a little and you schmooze a little, it's not going to be mitznar, because the shear of kezayis b'cheachiyas pras maybe doesn't apply to what? To liquids. Only right, because liquids might be the shear shtias revias. It has to be a quicker shear tzir if you just guzzle it down. And the other, the yesh omrim, that it's kedei achilas pras. Oh, so that's why there's some shitas. Rav Harfenis discusses this. Rav Abadi holds that maybe we could be mekel, and this I to for shtia that since anyway the shear might not be achilas pras. So it's like Rav Abadi pointed out, it's fake sveika, because who says, in other words, the different shitas what maybe, in other words, he say like this. Maybe you could, or Rav Abadi point, maybe you could just wait 4 minutes. That's why I tell people between drinking, because who says maybe? Because maybe achilas pras is only 4 minutes, and even if you want to say achilas pras is 9 minutes, but who says you have to wait achilas pras for shtia? Because shtia is kedei shtia shrevias. So that's why there's a lot to say that as Rav Abadi holds that I tell people for the shot glass when it comes to drinking, 4 minute intervals could be okay, because you have the shita of kedei shtia shrevias to rely on for a svek sveka. When it comes to achila, so then the main shita in achila is the 9 minute shita. So for 9 minutes, so the post can find you, like if Sinner points out, you fill up the shot glass with cracker, and then you wait 9 minute intervals, because that for sure has to be achila's pras. Okay, now it's like this. When it comes to pregnant ladies, so this is a very, very serious issue. So the Pashup Shat, you know, the Gemara says that Mubaras and Manikos have to fast on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So when it comes to the other fasts, even though the Ramah has a minhag to be Machmir, that is very much Mimekel. Shivasa Batamas, some Gedalia, I'm not saying there aren't people that are knowing to do it, but that's the Iker Hadin. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, so Tisha B'Av like this, when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shenitka, so the Shvus Yaakov holds that Tisha B'Av Shenitka has a din like Shivasa Batamas. So Tisha B'Av Shenitka is easy for me. Tisha B'Av Shenitka, I let all the pregnant ladies eat, because Tisha B'Av Shenitka is, but this year it was Nidcha, so it was harder. The other year it was Nidcha, it was easier. So then you really had a... But as Rav Elimelech Leibowitz once pointed out to me from Rav Moshe Bix, that's all, that he said that when the Gemara says that you have to fast on Tisha B'Av for Muberis, means Muberis, that's okay. But if she's throwing up a lot, so then that Muberis is a Chola. You know, besides those Muberis, as it is a Chola, but that's not enough to potter for Tisha B'Av. But if there's something more than just the regular Muberis, so then Rabbi Leibowitz told me from Rav Elimelech Leibowitz from Brooklyn told me from Rav Bick that he was not there for the women that were throwing up and during the pregnancy to eat on Tisha B'Av. But Yom Kippur is obviously, as we said, Tisha B'Av, as great as Tisha B'Av is, it's still only the Rabbanan. Yom Kippur is Mochomer, so then Yom Kippur, it has to be some type of sakana. So therefore, if it's not a sakana, they should fast. Even shiurim wouldn't be permissible. However, so first there's a famous tshuva, page 31, from the Evan Yisrael. Evan Yisrael was Dayan Fisher. Stein Fisher was one of the Gedolei Hadayonim from the Eidah Charedis. You know, they put him in. You know, if you go to Harmenuchos, you see the Belzer Rebbe and Rav Moshe Feinstein and one other. And then they put in Rav Fisher and the Chabina Rav. Those three were there. And then when Rav Fisher, you know, they got a spot for him in there. So just to show the godless of Rav Fisher. Rav Fisher was known for Koch the Hetera more than other Rabbanim. That's why when they came out with the biography of Rav Fisher, they didn't pick up on that. I mean, obviously, you can't, you know, no one wants to write these things. But so I was a little disappointed when I bought the biography of Israel. I read it on the plane bring back. I didn't want to have another biography about the same person again, you know. I wanted to see his uniqueness. But so he was known for Koch the Hetera. So he gave a psak, and this is in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to say that the shtonu hatvoyim, that the women today are shvach, and there's more sakana of miscarrying, and he was the one in Eretz Yisrael who mattered that they could, off the cuff, they could, the pregnant ladies could have pochas mikashir. On Yom Kippur. There's the tshuva here. You can look on page 31. It's right here. Now, and he has, you know, a very strong following, and his psakim are, you know, very much, but not everyone accepted this psak, you know. But, you know, so obviously when I speak to a woman who has this question, you know, I try to not just follow this, but in the back of my mind, I always know that there's, you know, a Fisher is there in the back of my mind, just in case, you know, we were a little too lenient, but Rav Fisher thought it was still okay. Then there's an article that was recently written in Tchumen, the most recent Tchumen, Lamed Zayin, by Rav Moshe Tzuriel. He was the Mashkiach in Shalavim in the day. He's a big goon. He has a lot of bekiyas, interesting things. So he wrote a very nice thing. I just xerox the sikum from here. And, you know, one thing, like he points out, like question number two in the sikum, 34, if she already had two miscarriages. You know, I have women that they had many times that they had miscarriages or they had complications in the pregnancy. So for those women, so by pikuach nefesh, we paskin betrays him, they have the chazakah. There's a question, the chazakah is three times or two times. So when it comes to pikuach nefesh, we say, we follow the shita two times already. If a woman had two miscarriages already, then he thinks that you could be somech on Fisher's, you know, Fisher said for every woman, you know, could you know, he thinks every woman could be mako, every pregnant woman could be mako. Okay, so we're not going to go that far, but as I said, like, you know, when I spoke, like this woman called me up this morning, you know, so I was trying to evaluate everything. And you have to know, is this pregnancy different than, you know, what's the complications of this specific pregnancy? And then, but, you know, so meager din, everyone agrees that you don't just say pachas mikashir for a pregnant woman. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says so that mubaris and manikas have to fast on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So I told you, the Rabbik said, Tisha B'Av, that's only if she is regular, but if she has something, you know, an additional thing to her, that could pop to the Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av is only Drabonim. Here, even Pochus is still Daraisa, even though Reb Chaim Moses says it's not an Issa Yom Kippur, so but it's still an Issa Daraisa, so it's called Chalev, is also a Pasuk in the Chumash. You know, but Yom Kippur is more scary, you know, and it's Issa Yom Kippur. So that's what he says, and of course the question is going into premature, you know. So if there's added complications, so then, you know, again, we can't say general rules, but these are some rules that he has, you know. And he says number five, most people lishol oshara b'chulsha, in the middle of the day of Yom Kippur, she feels and she has no one to ask, you know. You know, she could have in her mind that Rav Fisher's with me, you know. But again, you know, once you know, it's a serious shiloh, and she wants you to ask, and there are a lot of, you know, like this, a lady today was telling me how the difference in her pregnancy with the arteries and this and the veins and the, you know, it's something serious. So the pachas pachas, especially if you give the shiurim of a shot glass every 4 minutes, an ounce every 4 minutes, or the shot glass of food every 9 minutes, that's a lot. That's a lot. That'll probably could get most people through. You have to be very, very sick that you wouldn't be able to have that. And one last thing in the Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach discusses the nursing women, because that's another shaila with the women that they don't want to you have two types of women. The natural people that won't use formula, and then the other people who will use formula. So Ravadi says, you know, you should try to train them to use formula so you won't have any problems, but you can't argue with the people that don't, you know, whatever. You know, there are these people, the anti-formula people, and, you know, so he writes here, Minekes, Mieshach Shah, Sheish Malet, Achalov, Aldea Tainis, Oshim Rageshes, Vatsma, Sheim Mishase, Tishta Pochas, Pochas, Mikashir. So maybe that's that even to Rav Shlomo Zalman was making that even that she should be able to continue breastfeeding could be a heter pachas pachas mikashir, and aim is chashim beefsharus tizu hatina v'tachli checholav, and you don't have to tell her, oh no, you should be guarding in the formula, which other rabbanim do say, and that's what he writes in the footnote here, that chayin omar Rav Shlomo Zalman said lemorim, he told other rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there's no Indian that you have to try to, like Rav Abadi holds, no, they should try to get to be on the formula. Because it's not a sakana, you can train the kid, you should train the kid to have formula, so you have to do this and then this. And Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that, no, that he has, that you have no chiyuv to try to get the child off the mother. And therefore, if it means to have pachas pachas on Yom Kippur, so be it. And if you look here at Or Lezion, that's one of my favorite svarim as well. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, who is a great posek, a great Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, he says the other opinion, and he says even if the cholav afim cholav on the right, the bottom left bottom, veishish tachlifim, yom yish tachlifim rabim. He says you have so many other things. And he doesn't need dafka, the milk of the mother. So if he taka doesn't take to the formula, he doesn't take. But if he does, as opposed to Rav Shlomo Zalman, who thought that you're not mechuyev so this is a shaila that comes up. Different rabbanim will paskin. I'm not here to give one psak for everybody, but you know, different people have different mahalkim. But this is also a. You know, and then the Shabbos shaylos come up pumping in this, we're not going to get into that, but okay, so we have presented some of the basic yesodos on the Isra Achila and Yom Kippur and the Chole and the Chatzi Shir and the Kshilo Kederech and the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer and the Pachas Pachos and the Reb Chaim Shita of the difference between a Chole who's now and potential Chole and those who disagree and the contemporary shaylos. So Be'ez Hashem, everyone should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, kefi who they are, should come out healthy, and have a Gemar Chasima Tova for everybody.
If you have outside of Sukkah and Sukkah, is there any in the Chazishia?
Well, if you're eating, this is our month, this is in other words, if you're eating a roi,
yeah.
Well, if you're parking, you're parking. So it's okay, drachim, you're parking.
Yeah.
Right. But then you don't have to eat anything. But
that's in the first part here, but you're eating 100 meatballs. And that's not kind of, you know, or. Well, it depends. Some hold, the body holds like on the bit for that. If that's your dinner, you should. So, but the idea is a snack is potter, a meal is chayim, and when you potter, if you're in the derech, then you potter.